Welcome to the High Vibe Tribe podcast with me, your host, Dawn Owen. I'm a wife, a mom, and an entrepreneur, a speaker, a zero BS coach, and a lover of the high vibe life. I help business leaders like you create huge breakthroughs in their life and business so that you can achieve the freedom and impact you want and deserve. In this podcast, you will hear me talk all about mindset, money, and magic. The power trio that I know will get you where you want to go fast. This is the High Vibe Tribe podcast. There, everyone. I was going to say good morning then because it is morning when I am recording. So why the hell not? Good morning, everyone. I am recording with some earphones in today in an attempt to make me a little bit quieter because I know some of you have given me lovely feedback that I'm really loud in your ears. But, you know, I am a loud person, but I'm going to try and keep it down a little bit. So today is an Ask Me Anything episode. We've got some great questions here, but I want to start with a bit of a confession, I suppose, really, in that I talked about the Dirty 30 and my commitments there, and I just want to fess up as to how it's going. Now, I was away last week, as some of you know, at the time of recording, which is it's not even the middle of April, is it? Where the fuck is April going? It's the 20th, as this episode is coming out, and I had last week off, which was amazing. And I went down to my friend's happy hut, as we call it. She's got a lodge on the beach in, don't come at me with your Welsh stuff, because my husband's Welsh, but Pethely is what I call it. It's by Aberystwyth and round by there in North Wales. It is beautiful. It's right looking out over the beach. Some of you will have seen the pictures that I posted. So good. And so I was down there. And my intention was to cold plunge in the sea. Even though I knew before I went there, because I've been there many times, that to get to a part of the beach that I would need to be able to get into to actually cover myself properly, it was not a good bit of a walk, but it's further than you want to walk in your dressing gown, particularly on the way back when you're fuck freezing and you just want to get warm as quickly as possible. This was then exacerbated, good word, Dawn, by what can only be described as a hurricane of Wizard of Oz proportions, where I actually thought the roof was going to come off the lodge. So on the Monday, so we got down there on Sunday, so we'd done the cold plunge at home. On the Monday, we couldn't even get on the beach because the sand was going in our eyes. The dog was not loving it. We were not loving it. So we couldn't. So I thought, okay, well, I'll use the bath. You know, I'm going to keep cold plunging. Only to discover that the plug doesn't work on the bath in the lodge. So that was aborted as a plan. And even though Gareth went down to the sea, God bless him and his marine jeans, to do his cold plunge, I just couldn't face it. So I didn't cold plunge last week. And I'm okay with that because, you know, I tried some stuff to do. It was fine. And here's the interesting thing, right? I was really keen to get back to it. I was really looking forward to getting back to it. So we came back on Saturday, cold plunged on Sunday. And Sunday wasn't too bad, but yesterday and today, very cold. I was literally, from the minute I got in, proper, like, I'm going to say violently shaking because I like a bit of exaggeration, but like really trembling from almost the second that I got in. So, but I am loving being back on it. We're still using the hot tub converted at the minute, but obviously that is not going to be a thing with the warmer weather coming, because it's coming, people. It's definitely coming. So we are going to invest in a proper cold pod. And I think we're even going to go for one of the chiller things, because that can chill the water down to kind of 0 degrees. So that's going to be interesting, but I really feel like I get the benefits. So this morning, for instance, I woke up feeling really tired. I went to bed later than usual yesterday, got up at my sort of 4:45 time to do everything I needed to do this morning. and I was feeling really sluggish, and I dragged my ass down to get in the tub, and I was really not looking for. I was like, just don't talk to me, I'm not in the mood. And I got in there and I love the clarity. I'm doing 5 minutes now. Excuse me. I'm doing 5 minutes now. And I don't think I'll go above that, because I think 1 to 3 minutes is the time that they say is, you know, what you need to do if you like to feel the benefits. But I'm up to 5 minutes. And I think that's more than enough. But I just love, I do some really good breathing while I'm in there. And I think it's one of the very, very few times that my mind is actually empty. Great, I've got a frog in my throat. Excuse me. That my mind is actually empty, and that's one of the things that I really love about it. So I am going to continue on that. So that's the one confession. I didn't cold plunge, and I did eat not cleanly. Let's just put it like that. However, I did stick to the no alcohol, which I'm supremely proud of, because my bestie and my husband were both having a little drink, and it would have been so lovely to celebrate seeing my bestie and having some great time together, but I didn't. So really pleased with myself for that. But I'm back on it this week, and yeah, I'll keep you posted. So that's that. Let's get on with the questions, shall we? So I've got a question from Sarah Sarkis, digital savior. No, that's wrong. Savior of digital mediocrity. That's correct. She does amazing websites. She did my website. We're just doing a bit of a revamp of it, actually. Watch this space. And she asked for my 5 books, which will change the way you think about your life / business. And I find this one really hard. So I'm just going to give you the 5 that I picked off the bookshelf that like are always handy to me and that I have read multiple times, because I think that is a good indication of, you know, how impactful I found the book. I've been reading in this vein, personal development books and that, for, you know, probably 12 years, but certainly the last 7 years, consistently as part of my morning routine, mostly. You know, I am an avid reader of personal development books, although I have just started reading fiction again, because I realized it had been about 18 months since I read a fiction book. And so now I'm reading fiction at night before bed, currently crime stuff. It's not probably conducive to a good night's sleep, but I'm enjoying it actually. Anyway, back to the program. So yeah, about 2.5-ish years ago, maybe a little bit longer than that, actually, I was like, okay, I'm reading all these books, but sometimes it's like, you know, you read it, you enjoy it, but it goes in one ear and out the other almost. And so I was like, right, I'm not reading another book unless I implement or take, you know, into the heart of me at least one thing from that book. And all of these books that I'm going to talk about now have made an imprint like that on me. So the first one is Loving What Is by Byron Katie. I'll actually put these books in the show notes for you. So Byron Katie, her work is something called The Work, capital T, capital W, The Work. And it essentially comes down to 4 questions, and they are great questions that you can just use on anything in your life. And I love in the book because she gives transcripts from actual sessions that she's had with people. And I really love that, because I love to be able to see the examples of, you know, what people are doing, how they are actually using it, because it's easy to, you know, read something and kind of, especially when you just read it and you've got no one to help you to implement, it's like, okay, well, here's some examples. It's quite a thick book, it's full of examples. So I would really encourage you to have a look at that. One of the questions that she uses in the 4 questions, without giving the whole thing away, is it true? And, you know, if you work with me, you'll know that I often use that. Is that true? When we're looking at our thoughts. So that's Loving What Is by Byron Katie. The second one is Who, Not How. And that is written by Dan Sullivan with, I think it's Dr. Benjamin Harvey. Now, the Who Not How, what I love about this book is it focuses on who's going to help you get to your goal, not how. And the reason I love that is that, again, you know, if you're in my world, you will know that I say, when we set the goal, let's not go straight to the how, because the how will just stop us in our tracks. Because, you know, if you're like, how do I get to 500,000 in my business? It's going to be like, oh God, I don't know. I don't know. And you get stuck straight away. So I love the who, not how, because it's looking at achieving your goals through building a team around you. And that's not necessarily a team in terms of a team working in your business. It's just finding the people that will help you. You know, maybe you need team in your business or to outsource, or maybe it's just connections that you need and things like that. So I love who, not how. I've read that several times. My next one, and interestingly, Sarah Sarkis asked this question and I sent this book to Sarah, and it's The One Thing by Gary Keller. And I think he writes with Jay somebody. Cool name, let me think. Jay Papasan. Sounds like a rapper, doesn't he? The One Thing, if you have not read this book, I really, really suggest that you do. Really, that sounds quite crap. I'm holding this book in my hand now. I've read it many times. I've actually got this book and Who Not How on Kindle and in physical format. That's how much I like it. When I really like a book, I like to get it in physical format because I feel like it's a textbook almost. And that's what I really about, particularly The One Thing, because it narrows everything down. If you are a person who's like, what do I do? I've got all of the things. The One Thing will really help you to understand how to focus in on how you can just cut through the clutter and the chatter and get down to the thing that you really need to do. It'll help you overcome overwhelm if you do find yourself with that. You know, I do not like that word, but it'll help you stay on track. All of those kinds of things. Get it. The One Thing by Gary Keller. So then my next one is The Saint, the Surfer, and the CEO. Now, it's by Robin Sharma. First of all, I've got to say, every single time I think about saying the title of this book, I go to say The Saint, the Sinner, and the CEO. That's a completely different book. Maybe that's the title of my book. I don't know. But The Saint, the Surfer, and the CEO by Robin Sharma. He's written several books. He also wrote, and in fact, do you know what? I'm going to duel these together. It's my podcast. I can do what I like. So this is two for one, The Saint, the Surfer, and the CEO, and The Monk Who Sold His Ferrari by Robin Sharma. I love both of those books. They are told almost as a story, parable, metaphor, all of those things in one, maybe. And I love how it kind of gives you the messages through the medium of a really simple story. I believe, without looking this up, but I believe that The Monk Who Sold His Ferrari is actually Robin Sharma's personal story, I think, or thereabouts. I'm not going to say too much about these books because they are kind of more storytelling. But honestly, if you are in any way, have a tiny bit of spiritualism, is that the word? I'm not talking the woo now. I'm talking if, you know, feel heart-centered, drawn by spiritual things, then you will love both of those books. I've gifted those books to people many times also. They are fabulous. And then my fifth one, I mean, I might do another podcast on books actually, but my fifth one is Get Rich Lucky Bitch by Denise Duffield Thomas. It was one of the first books I ever read around money mindset and abundance. And I have read it, I think, probably 10 times, if not more. I first read it probably, where are we, 2024? Got to be 12 years ago, at least. Got to be. I must have read it when it first came out and not even realised, you know, it was that new. But honestly, it's amazing. If you have money blocks, if you kind of, you know, you get the law of attraction and all of that, but it's like, where's, I think her line in there is, where's the money, mofo, you know, then I really suggest you read this. It's got some great exercises in. I encourage you to do the exercises as you go along. And yeah, that is a great book to help with money blocks. So that is my five books. I'm going to put the titles in the show notes so that you've got them in case you're walking or in the bath. You know who you are, can't write down. The titles will be in the show notes for you. So that was Sarah's question. So then let me have a look, because I've got a bank of questions here. This was a good one. So this was from Claire Bannister, who I have mentioned before on the podcast, former MD of House of Colour. I think I can say that. Better check. Claire's on a journey to become a coach herself at the moment. And one of her questions was, as a business owner, when you're doing podcasts, Facebook groups, free talks, etc., how do you make sure you don't give away too much for free in these mediums? I absolutely love this question, because whether you are podcasting, speaking at networking, doing your Facebook groups, just chatting to people, I think very much there can be a temptation to give too much away for free. And I will caveat this with, I think it's okay to give great value. Now, I think the marketers define this as you give them the what, but not the how. So you kind of tell the people what to do. So for instance, you would talk about, let's give you my example. I'm going to talk about, you know, what to do, thought downloads and the self-coaching model, and away you go with it. They don't have me there to coach them through it. So that's where you stop. So I think you stop with the giving, you give the how, no, you give the what, but not the how. Sorry, that's really confusing. So you give them what to do, but not the how to do it. And also, I was talking about this yesterday with my own coach, actually, how when you're doing talks, if you think about lots of, you know, the gurus or people that you see giving talks, quite often they are giving the same talk over and over. You know, if you go on somebody's webinar or whatever at the beginning, they will tell their same backstory because it's their backstory, right? It doesn't change. So they'll tell that story. Denise Duffield Thomas, when she speaks, talks about the stuff that's in her books already. She's written other books other than the one I mentioned now. And so I think there is a temptation if you are doing speaking, for instance, and I'm talking about speaking in that thing of like speaking at networking events and that kind of level, there's a temptation to think that you've got to do something new every time. And actually what I talked about yesterday with my coaches, no, you don't, because you want to become known for something. So you have your, you know, I would say 2 to 3. Possibly 5 topics that you talk about, and you just talk about those each time. Now, a couple of things there. You're going to get known for those things, and it's a lot less work for you because you're not having to write talks from scratch. So I think there is a fine line between giving away too much for free and providing value to people who are in your audiences. I realize that may be a bit of a contradiction and possibly not the answer that you were looking for. And I do think it's something that needs looking at in your own businesses to make sure that you're not friend zoned. You know, you're not giving so much away that you've got everyone around you and they all love you and it's all fantastic, but no one ever buys from you because you are giving away too much for free. Or you give away so much that they feel overwhelmed with what you've given. And so they don't want to take the next step because they're like, oh my God, I've got so much here. I can't do it already. There's no way I could take the next step and work with this person. What you want them to see is, actually, this stuff that I've got for free is really good. Imagine what it must be like to work with this person. That's the kind of line that you want to go for. So that's that one. Should we do one more? Let's have a look. It's all right. I've got the questions in front of me. I told you I don't prepare these. Oh, here's a good one. So this is from Ali Darling. He's one of my amazing, wonderful clients, 5-star Ali, as I call her. And she said, what would you say to someone listening to the podcast on the fringes, thinking that coaching isn't for someone like them? She's putting air quotes. And I love this. I did touch on this yesterday with a group that I was coaching and said, I think the perception a lot of the times is that people get a coach, excuse me, people get a coach because they're failing in some way. And I think it's why a lot of people don't talk about having a coach, because it's like, oh, I don't want people to know I've got a coach because they might think I'm rubbish. You know, and I would use the analogy of sports people. The top sports people get a coach to get even better. And that's what I believe coaching is. It's not about fixing people or, you know, putting people back together, because that's not the thing. Because I believe, you know, A, we're all doing the best we can with what we've got at the time, and we've got everything inside us that we need to move to the next level, whatever that might be for us. So coaching is just to get you from where you are to where you want to be faster than if you did it alone. That's the definition that I like. So most of the people that I come across, because they're either business people who want to move forward, or people who are feeling stuck in their life somewhere, so they want to go from here to there, who wouldn't want the help? I think somebody told this a lot better than me. I will not tell it in the right way. But, you know, if you've got a toothache, do you want the dentist to take the tooth out as slowly as they possibly can over a number of weeks? Or do you want them to whip it out in probably what equates to about 2 minutes? Now, I hate the dentist. So, you know, the temptation would be to say, go for it over longer periods of time. But even I know that that is not the thing to do. I've got to get in the chair and I've got it whipped out. Now, working with a coach shouldn't be as painful as getting your tooth whipped out. Hopefully, even with me, you know, but if you can get something done, you would never think of taking out your own tooth, would you? You know, I remember my dad used to say when I was younger, got a wiggly tooth, come here, let me tie some string around it and like slam the door. You know, he was joking. He wasn't a horrible daddy. He was joking. But you just wouldn't do that. You'd go to a professional. But for some reason, there seems to be this inertia about A, getting a coach, and then, you know, owning the fact that you've got one. I mean, you'll have heard me say on here many times, and all my clients will hear me say, I have got, well, I've got two coaches and I'm in a mastermind. So because I want to get shit done and I want to get it done as fast as possible. So I'm going for people who've done what I've done, and so I can follow in their footsteps, and people who can help me see outside of myself the way I help my clients see outside of themselves. Because it's just not as easy to see it yourself. Like, it's not easy to see, you know, sometimes we'll be like, oh, I don't see that I'm amazing, et cetera, et cetera. But people around you do. They're always telling you. You know what, High Vibe Live last time I talked about saying, I'm extraordinary. In fact, say it with me now. Stand up. Own your power, hand on heart. I'm extraordinary. I'm Dawn fucking Owen. I'm extraordinary. I want you to examine how that feels when you're saying it. What is going on in your body when you're saying it? Because I bet if you had to shout it at one of your friends, as in, you're extraordinary, you would feel A-okay about doing that. But doing it to yourself, entirely different. And those are the things that a coach helps you see. So that's my answer to that question. I'm just going to do one more. So Sarah Day from She Roars Rah Media. I mean, you just have to do that when you say it now. Asked me, what do I wish I'd done sooner with my business? Now, this is a challenging one for me to answer, because, you know, I will always talk about no judgment. So when we have realizations about ourselves, or we discover new things, the temptation is to look backwards and judge ourselves for not finding it out sooner, not doing it sooner. So it would be easy for me to sit here and say, I wished I had found out the things that I've discovered in the last 2, 3, 4 years, 10 years ago, because then I'd have a longer run at it. But you know what? I can have as long a run at it as I like, just because I'm whatever age I am, 55, then, you know, I have no intention of backing down and stopping, slowing down, retiring, any of that shit. Not going to happen anytime soon. So I can have another 20 years doing this if I want to. You know, a lot of the people around me are over 40. Sorry about those noises. I don't know what's going on. Are over 40 and they have no intention of slowing down, let me tell you. So I don't wish I'd done them sooner. It would have been great if I'd got, you know, that knowledge, but I hadn't. And that's just the way it is. What I do now in coaching other women in business is I like to think is that's how I get to address the things that, you know, if I'd known sooner would have changed my business and life sooner. Or maybe they wouldn't, because maybe I wasn't in the right place. But that's part of why I coach and why I coach who I coach now, because I don't want people to have to take so long to figure it out. I want to help them figure it out quicker. I want to help them get to where they want to be quicker. And then the next level and the next level and the next level, if that's what they so choose. So that's how I channel that. Let's just use it, regret. Okay, that's a really strong word. And I don't mean it that strongly, but it's the only word that comes into my mind at the moment. Any regret that I have, I channel into working with people now so they don't have to go through as much push, heartache, wading through treacle, pushing a rock up a mountain type stuff that I have. I can short circuit some of that for them because I've been there and done it. So that's my kind of backhanded answer to what do I wish I'd done sooner in my business. So that is the Ask Me Anything for this week. I actually looked back because it felt like it was not too long ago that I'd done one, but it was actually the end of Feb. So like a good couple of months ago. Time goes by so slowly, she says. Time goes by so slowly. That's Madonna, if you don't know. But time doesn't go by so slowly. It goes by so quickly. That's why we have to dive in and do the things that we want to do. So let me end on this. What's something that you've been putting off? What's a simple action you can take today towards the big thing that you're working towards? Go and do it, people. Go and do the fucking thing right now. And that's what we'll end the podcast on. If you would like a shout out and a question on the podcast, please email me, team@dawnowing.com, or message me on all the socials. You know where I am. Come ask me the questions and I will be back next week with a brand new episode. And in the meantime, you know what to do. Keep those vibes high. Thank you for listening to the High Vibe Tribe podcast with me, Dawn Owen. I'd love to know what your number one takeaway was from this episode. Feel free to screenshot the episode and tag me in on social media. And if you know someone who would enjoy it too, then don't keep it to yourself. Share the vibes. Don't forget to hit subscribe so you get notified as soon as the next episode drops. If you're not already a part of the High Vibe Tribe community over on Facebook, then come and join us there. The link is in the show notes. And I'll see you on the next episode. In the meantime, keep those vibes high.